C. Intelligent Friends. Hello, I'm Kirsten MacDonald and I'm Director of Education at the Dolphin Research Centre. We have 22 Atlantic bottlenose dolphins and 3 California sea lions here. Most of our dolphins were born here, and we have 2 little guys that were stranded in the wild. One had been attacked by a bull shark and lost his mum when he was about 1 year old. The other little guy was a victim of oil spill. He was probably about 1.5. In the wild, dolphins have to be at least 5 years with their mum to survive. Our biggest goal is making sure that they have the best of everything, including the best health care. We entertain them every day, but if they're not interested, it's okay. Our next goal is to connect people with the dolphins. When somebody meets a dolphin, they usually care more about that animal and about their environment afterwards. We have people from all over the world coming here, and that is fantastic. They are entertainment for our dolphins. When you walk by, the dolphins stare at you. Sometimes when people see a dolphin staring at them, they ask, "What's wrong with this dolphin? Is he sick?" And I answer them, "No, he's not sick. He's just very curious about you and wants to look at you." They are really good at people watching. If people walk by and don't notice them, the dolphins scream. So then people walk back and stare at the dolphin. Maybe they get a little bored because the dolphin is just staring back at them. So they walk away. Guess what the dolphin does? He screams again to get the person to walk back. They're very good at training people. We have different programs here. You can go and say hello to them, maybe do a handshake with them, or you can get into the water with them. Wild dolphins can be very dangerous to people. People trying to swim with wild dolphins have gotten hurt. That's because they're big and strong animals, and when they play, they use their teeth and tails. This is fun for them, but not good for people. We teach them what they can and cannot do, so it's quite safe here. The dolphins have so much fun, and they love meeting people. Dolphins are very intelligent animals, and they're very good at imitating. Their main predators in the wild are sharks, for example, bull sharks and tiger sharks. People are their biggest problem, however. We're putting noise into the ocean so they can't hear properly. That means they can't find their friends and they can't find their food. Sometimes they echolocate to find food, but usually they listen for it. Another problem is that wild dolphins who are used to people are more often hit by boats or caught in fishing lines. This is why we teach people about dolphins here at the centre. Dolphin sleep is another fascinating thing. They use one half of their brain at a time. When you're a dolphin, you need to know if your blowhole is above water so that you can breathe and not drown. You also have to know if a shark is in the area and where your friends are. If you are a baby dolphin, you have to know where your mum is. So one half of a dolphin's brain goes to sleep, while the other half stays awake. After a while, they switch sides. Every day we come down here without food and play with the dolphins. They come over and want to play games, or they want back rubs and things like that. A lot of people believe they just want food. It's really about the relationship more than anything else.